something don't run around.
I'll find it sooner or later. Wacky 79. Is she really going out with him? Joe Jackson. 20 minutes before 3 with Daryl Douglas. Scott 74. Tell me what this is. That makes sense. Now tell me real quick. What is it? No, it's not a zither. Try again. Very good. It's a guitar. You know where I picked up this little baby from? It's a nice instrument, too. Picked up over at the doo-wop shop yesterday. Saw Vic and Tony over there, and they said, why don't you take this with you and tell them that we're going to give that guitar away? And I said, fine. Oh, they've got a sale over there. It's a truckload, factory truckload sale, a whole truckload of Ovation guitars. Now, some have some minor scratches and finish imperfections. Now, I looked at some of them, and they're very hard to find. And after you get a hold of this guitar and take it like this, for about a week or so, you'll put your own scratches in it. You never know the difference. I'll carry a full warranty and lifetime guarantee. 28% off the two guitars there, and get a free hard shell case. Let me give you a description of this thing. This is called a Custom Balladeer by Ovation, and they regularly sell for $425. And now, during a very limited time, they're $306 with the case. Now, the electric Custom Balladeer, which is this one, I have it piped up through the control board here. You can shut it off. There. Yeah, it sounds about the same. The regular, the electric Custom Balladeer is $550 brand new, and now they're $396 with a case. And you can register for a free Ovation. This one, matter of fact, I'll hand this one to you if you win it. This is the one you'll win, and it's good shape too. I picked the best one in the bunch. I can't find any perfection. This one too, a regular $660 value. It comes with a hard shell case, so you can batter it up quite a bit when it's in the case, and it won't hurt the guitar at all. And no purchase required. All you have to do is go in and play it a little bit. And these are beautiful guitars, though. No matter if you play rock and roll, or if you like to just play country, you know. No matter what, I would just like to strum, maybe even some jazz. Whatever you play. The Doo-Wop Shop on Bardstown Road, 1587 Bardstown Road. Look for the giant kazoo in the window, or you give them a call and get some more details on the free Ovation guitar giveaway. This one I'm holding right here, 456-5250. That's an easy number, remember, 456-5250. 28% off the guitars at the Doo-Wop Shop.
Hey, you join the fun. For membership information, call 587-6700.
Wacky 79, feel a bit like Arthur Godfrey, except no ukulele. Here's Badfinger.
You better hurry, cause it's going fast.
WAKY, Wacky 79, quarter before 3 with Daryl Douglas. National Council of Jewish Women will present a Close Encounter Fashion Encore October 21st and 22nd. Stop by Wacky and pick up a Close Encounter bumper sticker. If we spot your car and your clothes sticker with a car star, you win. WAKY, I'm Blondie with Deborah Harry. Oh, she must be the Blondie of Blondie, but that's a whole group's name, all right? Heart of Glass. Always wondered who Dagwood was. 11 minutes before 3, Michael A. McVeigh just poked his head in the door here and said, how's it going? I said, you've been listening? He says, well, I've been out to lunch. Well, in that case, I've been doing just fine. He'll be here in about another hour and 15 minutes on your station, Wacky 79.
Tired of paying
environmental protection. Wacky Kentuckiana weather. Warm and humid with a chance of thunder showers this afternoon and tonight. The high today will be around 85. Low tonight near 70. Currently, it is 77 in Charlestown and 79 sunshine degrees. The first time I've seen the sunshine in about 24 hours at WAKY. Good times. Chic on Wacky 79. Good times. Isn't that even a TV show that got dropped? Yeah, J.J. Walker was in that. I thought that sounded familiar. 6 minutes before 3 with Daryl Douglas and some more little unknown facts. It's probably known by now if Bill Bailey got a hold of this. Bill Bailey always tells you about these unusual things that happen all the time. Well, this time Daryl Douglas is going to hit you with, it looks like the Guinness Book of World Records will have a new entry next year thanks to Ivan Bright of Hope, Arkansas. Bright grows watermelons in a big way. Melons that usually weigh upwards to 120 pounds. Now, that's a big watermelon. Think about that. He just pulled a 200-pounder from the vine that reportedly took the Guinness record by 3 pounds. Also earned Bright about $500 in prize money. $500 for a watermelon, that's inflation. A far cry from the $10,000 prize he was after, but it was enough to keep him in business. He had the watermelon reach 200 pounds by last Friday at midnight. Bright would have earned the big prize offered by local officials, but it wasn't until Sunday morning that it topped the mark. Bright's not too disappointed, though. He's got the seeds. You know how important seeds are. Seeds are much more important a lot of times than the actual product that you're trying to get. They're selling for $8 a piece. Just think how many seeds in a watermelon. My goodness. Could you imagine the watermelon spitting seed contest at the 4th of July next year with those at $8 a piece?
Ladies and gentlemen, you get a complete fish dinner at the price of some fish sandwiches.
Come to the participating Burger Queen restaurants and try their delicious new fish dinner with homemade hush puppies only at Burger Queen.
This cookout season, when you think of summer meals, think Dubuque.
79 WAKY. By request at 589 WAKY. Gentlemen want to hear something by John Lennon. This is Imagine on Wacky.
WAKY, Louisville.
Here's Howard Modell with the 3 o'clock news.
WAKY News.
You know, I kind of like that bus, Howard.
You like the bus?
Yeah, that'd be wild. Imagine pulling up to a pump, right? And say, fill it up. Say, what do you want? Regular, high test, unleaded, diesel, gas haul, what? You just say,
Alpo.
Yes.